In 1963, between high school and starting college, I had the neatest slash boring summer job. I worked at the train station here in town, at the Fred Harvey Indian Curio Shop. 5 or 6 trains a day would stop, belch out their passengers, who wanted to quickly shop during the 20-minute refueling of the trains, then jump back on and continue to Los Angeles or back to Chicago. Some were celebrities, movie stars that did not like flying. Other travelers were interested in the West. They'd seen lots of John Wayne movies and wanted to see the Indians, the pottery, rugs, jewelry, etc. It was an exciting job during the 15-20 minutes. You had to work really fast selling stuff, working the registers, doing math in your head to figure the tax, etc. I had travelers ask me if I was Indian. One guy called his wife over and said, "He's not Indian." We didn't know the term politically incorrect then, nor the term Native American. Sometimes the trains were off schedule and several arrived at the same time. Yikes. When the trains were gone, peace and quiet settled in and it was boring. There was only so much restocking and dusting that had to be done. We tried to look a little busy for the store manager, but mostly then sat around on piles of what are now very expensive Navajo rugs. After all, we were getting paid $1.10 an hour. Okay, the point of my story and my claim to fame, I once sold a pair of moccasins to the movie star and singer Pearl Bailey. Now, Pearl was in all sorts of movies and TV variety shows and stuff. So I sold her these moccasins, and she said, "Oh, how soft and lovely they were," and told me, "Oh my, I sing this song, New Shoes, but these are great." After the train left, the manager giggled and said, "Do you know who that was?" And which I didn't. Everybody got a laugh out of it, somewhat at my expense. Pearl was a large woman, size 12 moccasin. True story.
I know. We're busy. I'm selling.
That was fun.